I'll take this box.
No, don't put it in the baby box.
No, we're not going to put this in the room. We're going to keep it. We'll probably put it back in the loft, and then next year we'll have a box to steal the train, won't we?
Well,
you can, but don't crush it up, sweetheart. And this is for the
front. Mind, Froggy! You're going to get your portrait!
This is for the front door. But we might actually put it on the conservatory door. What do you think of that?
Mind, Frog!
So we're going to decorate in here and in there.
Yes. We'll do the tree in here first.
Right, okay. Well, we'll leave it to Daddy to bring the box through, shall we? And then we can see what there is. Do you remember those?
No. Daddy.
Well, I'll get the decorations for the tree.
Okay. Look at the... What do you think of this angel? This isn't the one we wanted to put on the top of the tree, really. But do you remember that one we saw, Thomas, in York, that day we went to the museum?
Yeah.
Well, there were lots of little angels in the window, but the museum was shut, isn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And do you know what I did?
What?
I telephoned the museum gift shop on the Monday morning, because we saw them Saturday night, didn't we?
Yeah.
Monday morning, I phoned the gift shop, and using my credit card, I paid over the phone for two angels. I think one got a white dress and one might have a peach dress, you know.
Peach?
The colour of peach.
Well,
that's pink. Look, this is peach. This is sort of a peachy colour, that's a bit more orange. What's we got that's pink? Can't think. Oh, these roses look. These are peach. Not really pink, it's... Come here, please, it's lighter than orange.
Pinky!
That's orange.
Orange.
Got the box with all the decorations.
What?
But
that's what I want to hear.
Mama Bilby then went to York Thomas on the bus and picked the angels up, but they're at her house, so until then we've got this one. I don't think it's too bad actually, that thing to do.
Really nice.
Look at you, you look like... what do you look like, Tinsel?
Shall we get some of the baubles out?
I know what!
Don't go in there now, please, tell you.
Like, I look like Sparkle.
Like Sparkle? Do you remember Sparkle last year, Daddy? Remember Sparkle?
And this could be my bushy teeth.
Yeah, don't put your hands up. Last year, Daddy, Thomas had a yellow balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And he tied a piece of gold tinsel to it. This, in fact, it was this. And he called it Sparkle. And that was our pussycat, wasn't it? A balloon with a tail of tinsel.
I sparkle.
No, I don't think that angel's to stay on there, but I do think it's quite fun. Thomas, what's the angel wearing on the tree? Can you tell me?
Pink.
Pink what?
Pink clothes.
Pink clothes, a pink dress, and what's she got in her hand?
Oh, a pink wand.
A wand? And what else has she got?
Well, she's got her hand on us. I need something else.
Could you put some of these decorations on?
Yeah!
Choose some of these from the box.
Yeah!
Just be quiet there when you're unwrapping the boxes. Yeah. Can you see a woman? What else has she got on her?
No!
Thomas, what about her legs?
No! She's got
ballerina shoes on, look. Little gold shoes with crosses that go up the legs. Has she got a halo or anything? No, she's got plaits in her hair. Come on, don't be
silly. I sparkle.
No, but come on, you're either helping Daddy or you can go through there.
I'm helping Daddy.
You've got to do your homework.
Yes, we've got to use the school.
Homework's boring.
I know, but you've got to do it, haven't you?
Well, you can do it then, Mum. Boring.
What's your book about this time?
I don't know.
Is it the dolls party one again? It's one we've had before, the toys party.
No, okay.
I've worked out what you both look like.
What?
People wearing tinsel around your neck.
What about some of these?
Daddy looks like the Lord Mayor.
Put some of these on the tree.
Gold, grey.
Am I doing this all on my own?
No,
you're not. You won't help, Molly.
Hello, Steve. I was going to make some coffee, actually. Because last year...
One scarf.
Thank you.
For you.
One scarf for
you. You're the queen.
Am I?
Of London.
Right. Do I look nice?
Yep.
No, last year I thought I was told I wasn't allowed to touch it. The boys were doing it.
Yes, you know, I'm doing this on my own.
Mm-hmm. So Thomas is quite happy with his tinsel.
Yes.
And Thomas has helped the church this morning with the church tree, haven't you?
Yeah.
What were you doing with that one?
Were you home?
Daddy asked you a question, Thomas.
No, don't know what to.
The question was, what did you do with the tree at church?
Oh, no, I didn't do anything.
Well, you were wearing tinsel in church. Did he help unwrap the tinsel?
Yeah.
And tell Daddy what happened to the carpet on the church.
So you went on it.
They dragged a great big dustbin full of soil right down the aisle. And there was a hole in my dustbin. And the soil came out of the trail behind me, didn't it?
This is my big crane.
Is it? You've seen this, Daddy? Thomas is making a crane out of a piece of tinsel.
No, actually, it's my box. It's my box, really.
Is it? And then, did you see what George's mummy had to do?
Clean it.
She had to clean it up. She had to get the vacuum cleaner and go right the way down the aisle. Following the Christmas
and
tree.
And around.
She did, yes. Mm-hmm. Is that all the baubles out there, or is there another box?
Oh, there's another box somewhere.
Right.
And I'm the king.
Who are you?
Queen. Shall we get some scarves?
That would be nice.
There. Queen. Which scarf do you want?
I'd like the gold one, please.
Gold?
That's a very nice one. It looks like a fox's tail, but it's so bushy. Look at that.
Well, there'll be animals. And I'm a fox.
Are you?
And does that look like a little fox?
It doesn't look as much like a fox as this one. Because this one's... Look at this. Do you remember a fox's tail? What's it called?
A bushy tail.
A bushy tail. It's called a brush. That looks like a brush to me. That could be a baby fox.
Oh.
Jingle bell.
Mum, Daddy, I need that. I just need that one.
I want to sing Jingle Bells. Shh, that's a good
song to know. We're playing King. We're playing schools now.
Schools now, aren't we?
Yeah. That's the just ring we are. And when the bell goes, it means it's lunch time.
Does it? Is that what happens at school?
Yeah.
Do they ring the bell? Well,
yeah.
Don't ring it while you're talking because I can't hear what you're saying. Oh, I'm really hungry, Daddy. I hope it's lunch time soon.
We're going to all play. I'll go and get your cakes because it's starting to rain.
Do we play outside before lunch?
Yeah.
Even if it's raining, I'm just going to get our coats, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't ring it now. Did you hear that, Daddy? Lunchtime?
Yeah.
Now, when you go out at lunchtime, play. Your ma will be watching you, Mrs. Thomas.
Mrs. Thomas, the teacher?
Yeah, after lunchtime, there's going to be another lunchtime. You feel hungry.
All right.
Okay.
And what do you think is for lunch today?
I don't know. Might be fish and salmon steak.
Fish and salmon steak? Oh, that sounds nice. Do you have that at school, salmon steak?
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. Do you like it?
No. Guess which time it is.
Home time. Is it home time?
Yep.
Who's collecting Thomas today?
No, you. You better say who's collecting me today.
Who's collecting you today, Thomas?
Not me. You better say it to me.
What did I have to say to you?
Say, who's picking me up? Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, you're Mrs. Wilson? And I'm Thomas?
Yeah.
All right. Mrs. Wilson?
Yeah.
Do you know who's picking me up today?
Yeah. This is your special treat, Quailene.
Quailene? You're going to Joshua's house?
You are.
Oh, yes, I'm going. Of course, I'm Thomas.
If you're hungry.
Don't ring us anymore, my Thomas. Please don't ring us anymore, please.
This time.
Well, if I go to... Tommy, don't ring us anymore, please.
You guys
will hang it on the tree.
Yes, go and hang it on the tree with Daddy.
No, that's my school bell.
Mrs. Wilson, if I go to Quailene's house to play with Joshua,
yeah.
I bet I'll be giving a chocolate baking. Because what does Joshua's one call chocolate biscuits?
Chocolate baking.
Did you know that, Daddy?
Yeah.
When you go to Quailene's house, I get a cup of coffee and Thomas gets some juice. And she offers us Chucky Bickies.
No, Mummy, you're going to the toilet. You have to ask me.
No, I'm not going to the toilet. Mrs. Wilson. Oh, I could hear Purdy crying, but she's outside. Mrs. Wilson, can you and I go and make a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
For Daddy, because he's decorating the tree.
Oh, yeah, you can if you like.
That's Purdy.
And she's making a paw print
no,
on my school carpet.
Is she? Oh, dear.
Well, there is on this one.
No, I think they're four prints from the floor, aren't they? Thomas, put the bell down now, please. That's it. Give it to Daddy, please, to hang on the tree.
I'm going to
put it. No, because it'll break if it's wrong too often. It's an ornament one. It's not really meant to be wrong like that. That's it. You choose where you want to hang it.
I bet. My chair now. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's right underneath the angel. Isn't it really green? Totally tinsel. Can you see what one of the boxes is that we've got baubles in, Thomas?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you.
Who wants to be the queen? I'm going to be the king and you're going to be the queen, Mummy.
Well, I think you'd make a good king with that tinsel. Don't you?
Queen, should I decorate your lunchbox?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is that real gold and silver?
Yes.
Very nice. I'm just making some coffee, Thomas. Will you tell me what you're doing?
I'm just going to put your lunch in here, in your lunch box.
Yes, please.
Queen,
yeah.
You want to see what I've packed in your lunchbox? Tomato. What is it? Ready and mashed potatoes.
Oh, right. And will it keep hot?
Keep hot.
It will, won't it?
Yeah, because the pot's cooked.
Right, I've got a flat battery now. I have to just change the battery.
And you were going to have that at tea time, Mum. Yeah. And it's nearly bad. It's nearly bad time. Guess which time it is now.
Well, you said it was nearly bedtime.
It's tea time.
Is it? So we can eat till next
time. Oh yeah, you can.
Sounds good.
I'll have to get some chocolate decorations to put on the tree.
Yes.
You know what? I was just wondering about that.
Yes.
That's tomato ketchup.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm putting that in the room. Queen, you want your lunch?
Yes,
please. Tic Tac, you want your turn? Would
you
want
to study for your
Purdy's birthday cake?
Stay
there, please.
I'd like to piece
of Purdy's birthday cake.
Yes, please.
Yes, please, Queen. It's nearly tea time, Queen. Yeah.
Don't tell Daddy, but I just opened the cupboard in the kitchen to get Purdy's biscuits and I nearly knocked the little Christmas tree over because it was on the works. If you don't tell him. I opened the cupboard door. Just caught it in time.
Dad, didn't you hear that?
No.
Good.
Coasters, there should be on the window ledge over there.
Are you ready for your tea, Queen?
I am.
Okay.
Oh, look at that little girl's box. Isn't that beautiful? What's in there? Did we get a present in that last year? Well, it was nice.
Queen. Lion.
Yes, just open it and see if there's anything inside. Let's have a little look. I seem to think something came in the last year, but not what.
Queen, you want your tea?
Now that coffee's very hot then, Thomas. So
Queen, you want your tea? Okay.
Is this the packed lunch?
Packed lunch.
Oh, it's a packed tea, we should say.
It's
a packed lunch.
It's a packed tea. I'm just writing for you. Come on, Queen.
Thomas, have you seen these boxes?
Yeah.
This I put the decorations in. What's that one?
Cat food.
A box that's got cat food in it. What's that box?
Washing powder.
Washing powder. This is my favourite. What's this box? What's this? An apple's just fallen off the tree. What's that one?
Chocolate.
A sweetie box. Could it be apple bread, Daddy? It's just fallen down. No, I don't
think so.
It's pretty nice.
Oh, Queen!
Good to see you back today.
Yes. Queen! Yes, sweetheart.
Lunch time.
Is it tea time? We keep getting muddled, don't we? Well, I'm just going to cut Daddy a slice of Birdie's cake, and you don't want any of those, Daddy.
No.
I'll just get the tray ready.
Right. this looks nice. Picnic tea with a tree.
This looks really nice because I've got something very tasty for pudding.
Have you also?
Strawberries.
Strawberries, that is tasty. What
and
you don't bring
ice cream.
Strawberries and ice cream. So this lunchbox has been hot enough to keep sausage and mashed potato hot. And has it managed to keep the ice cream and strawberries cold?
Yeah.
Because ice cream needs to be kept frozen, doesn't it? Yes, that's the wreath that went to the mirror last year. Do you remember?
Queen.
Either the mirror or the inside door.
Queen, you better sit in your chair.
On my throne. I'm in a moment. I'm just going to get a knife to cut the cake. And two plates.
Queen, you know where to sit, don't you? In your queen chair. Pardon? You're going to take in your throne. Well, I just get the tea.
So we've gone on this picnic and we've actually taken our thrones with us, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Well, who's been carrying all this?
Me.
Oh, you must be very strong.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a little piece of cake, Thomas?
No, I'm the king.
Well, sorry, King Thomas. Would you like some cake?
Yes, ma'am. Would you rather get the nice stuff ready for us?
Daddy might be looking for that, actually, Thomas. When he comes back through, will you just show him what's it? Just listen, we've got to keep very quiet. Got to be careful banging all these boxes and things down, okay? Because, do you know why?
Why?
Janine will be listening to some of this conversation and she doesn't want to hear lots of boxes and things being banged in on the show.
Daddy, I've got this.
Okay, thank you.
Queen, there's your lunch.
Oh, thank you so much. Shall I sit in the room?
Yep.
Have we got another handle, have we? That's a shame.
We have. Oh, yeah.
Yes, so I suppose it would hang on that one, maybe, wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh, if I could just remind me what this is. It isn't lunch, it's tea, isn't it, we decided? Now, what's for tea? Oh, Tom, look at the tree. It's got the lights on now.
Yep. There is coffee to drink.
Yes.
But me some beer to drink.
Right.
And lots of mashed potato and some gravy and tomato and chocolate for pudding and chocolate cake and strawberries and ice cream.
It sounds absolutely lovely. And that tree looks very pretty, doesn't it? Can you give Daddy a round of applause for doing it?
No, that's for the kingdom to come here to share your lunch.
Oh, right. Oh, is that what he does? Right. Where's the king? Oh, I see, the king looks like he's busy with fairy lights.
I'm the king!
Well, who's that then with the fairy lights?
Oh, and that's the cook.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello, cook. Hello. Having fun?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to turn the lights up on the Christmas tree because they're making a little bit of a buzzing noise. Well, that might be easier said than done, because I don't know where the switch is. Do you know where I'm switching?
Come on!
Thomas, have you seen a switch on the bottom of the Christmas tree?
I don't. Oh, I'm not looking.
No, I think you have to switch them off at the moment.
Oh dear, right. Well, we'll just turn them off for a minute because I think there's a bit of a buzz.
The bus is coming through there.
The bus.
Where would you like these lights, Thomas? Drop them round here.
And let me just show. Yeah, round
them
there.
Round there or round there?
I want them. I want them up there.
Or drop them round this door.
I want them round the door.
Well, the only thing is to put them round the door, Daddy. And they fall off when we're out, the bird alarm will go off, won't it?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
Cook! Say making a lovely meal. I bet the queen will like it. And I've got a meal myself. We get to share.
We are. Yes. Yes, thank you very much, cook. The cook's very talented, actually, because he's cooked that wonderful picnic for us. Fairy lights. Look who's looking through the glass on Linda. You see on Linda's head then? Look, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
You see her?
Yeah.
I bet she's thinking, what on earth is going on next door? Oh, look, she's looking through the glass. Have a little look.
Queen, my friend.
Do you want to have a quick word with Linda through the glass? Just have a quick word with Linda.
Linda, I can hear your voice from here.
Ear, not ear.
Ear, where's my ear?
Yes, ear, it sounds like ear. Say ear, please. Ears, awful. Whoops-a-daisy.
I'll just say it's Ben's family.
Just a minute, so I'll just pause the tape.
It's lovely.
Yeah,
I just
said
the
bouncing
lights
going
up next door.
This is the king's.
Well, Linda's lights are on next door now. Can you see?
Yeah.
If you come back here, you'll be able to see them. If you look up to their ceiling.
Here.
It's like
yes,
a disco.
I saw that they've got them around the roof just then when we were talking to them. But this is nice because look, Tom, if you look over there,
yeah.
It looks as if we've got lights outside and we haven't, it's just a reflection. Look, there's Purdy's shoe there. What can we do with that? Oh, look, they're flashing.
We don't have time to tell the screen.
I think that's
Rocky. Queen,
it
it's nearly lunch, and then I'm making all your nice lunch.
Are you? Don't forget there's your coffee there, darling.
Thank you.
Thomas, look what's in this pink bag.
Yeah.
Have a little look in there. And you can decide what you want to do with that. Remember, we've got the other room to decorate yet.
I don't know.
What's in there?
Queen.
Yes.
We're going to put you. You're going to say what cook.
Well, show the cook. The cook might like to see this.
Cook. No, I'm the cook.
Oh, well, you're the cook now?
Yeah, we've changed over.
Oh, right.
King.
Am I still the queen?
King, look at that book.
No, I'm the
queen. Queen. Look at that book for king.
Oh, yes. There you are. We've got our reindeers, Daddy. What did we do with those last year?
They were on the hearth.
On the hearth. We could have them on the hearth. Half, or we could put them on the window ledge in here. I think it would be nice on the hearth, but look, we've got this to go with them now. Would you like to unwrap that?
You're
the
queen!
Nice
dinner!
Nice dinner! What's happened to your voice? We've got some more things in this bag, Thomas, which I think you might like. Unwrap them very, very, very carefully, because if they drop, they'll get broken. What are those?
Father Christmases.
No, the king's, aren't they? Watch, be careful taking them out. Pop your hand in the bag there. That's it, pop your hand in the bag. Ah.
Queen.
Daddy, did you see that I've managed to match the set? Mm. Do you remember the wise man we bought last year? And she'd run out in the shop while she's got some money.
Thank you, Queen. I could put that up in my cooking machine. Now I can remember about you.
In your what machine? Oh, your cooking machine, right.
Yeah.
And you think about me?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've now got four kings because they were actually in a set of three, so I've had to buy three. But one of them's a red king, and I think he looks more like Father Christmas, so I thought we'd put one of last year's kings with two of this year's to make the three wise men. And then the red one can stand on his own, so he looks a bit like Santa. See what you think. can I show you something about these little mentors? Look, don't you think that looks more like Santa Daddy than a wise man?
Yeah.
He could stand on his head. Now, you look at this, Thomas. Magic. Because he opens in two. What do you think to that? We could have put a little surprise in there, couldn't we?
Queen, you want sugar on the sorry gravy on the top?
Yes, please. Well, I say yes, please. What is it on? I don't want gravies on strawberries. What is it?
It's gravy and tomato sauce. Not tomato sauce. Sausages, mashed potato, tomatoes, and gravy on the top.
Well, that sounds very nice. Yes, please. Thank you. Are you happy in your work, Cook?
Yep.
Big stretch?
Yep.
Would you like to fetch Holly in? Look at Holly.
Holly, I just bought her for you.
Holly the dolly.
Bought a hot dolly for you.
Have you?
Yeah. Spaghetti.
Is she a little princess?
A dolly called Holly. Mm.
Yeah, Dolly, called Holly.
It's Holly's birthday on Thursday. Your little friend Holly is 5 on Thursday.
Yeah. Queen, you want to see your doll?
Yes, please.
Thank
you. That looks nice, Peter. Looks better when the light's wrong.
Look better when it's tapped off.
Well, yes. Do the lights run all the way down the side there? I can't see.
Yes, they do.
Look to that corner. Mm, the cook sounds happy. Oh, look. Oh, dear, they've gone off.
Oh, dear,
the lights have just gone.
Oh, Mummy was saying how nice the lights looked, and then the lights went off.
That was that.
There's your friend.
That's for Christmas. Shall I tell you a story about this, Thomas?
Yeah.
Before we had you...
Mummy must be magic.
Before we had you, I went to a shop in Manchester and I saw that and I thought, that's a jolly Father Christmas, and I bought it. And guess what she had at her house?
What?
Exactly the same one, because she'd been to a shop in Blackpool and thought, oh, I like that. And she bought one. And we both had the same... Santa's.
Queen, you want to see something else I've got?
Yes,
more gravy.
Oh, bubble wrap is gravy, isn't it? Mm. Do you know, I'm soon going to be so full, Cook.
I won't be able to get
out of the throne. Well, actually, Daddy, in the cupboard where the electric meters are, there should be the spare Christmas tree bulbs. Thomas, stay and talk to me, please.
I'm going to... If you want, shall I get you more dinner?
I think I'm full. I wouldn't mind a nice glass of wine, though.
Okay.
Would that be too much trouble?
No.
That'd be marvellous. Is it made with grapes from the castle? Grown in the castle grounds?
Yeah.
Mmm. Is it red or white? White?
Red.
I think I can hear the ice cream, Mum.
Oh, that's just my... That's just... my... watch. Plays the same tune.
Does he? Your watch plays the same tune as the ice cream, man?
Yep.
Excuse me.
And she gets tea. Oh, wine.
Mr. Purdy's birthday cake got stuck then. I thought it was going to come. Do you like those little wise men, Thomas?
Yep.
Last year.
Wine.
the lady. Oh, wine, that's beautiful. It looks like red wine. Thank you very much. That's marvellous. What's a pretty glass. Oh, it's a goblet, isn't it? Queens drink out of goblets. Last year, the lady in the shop on Scone Lane had one of those wise men left and we bought it. And I was so sorry I couldn't get two more to build the set. Isn't it funny how she found some more this year? Yes.
More dinner.
Yes. Do you remember what Daddy did with that last year?
No.
You'll have to look for the spare board, but I can't see any.
Can you not? Right.
Daddy need more batteries for her.
For Holly?
Holly. Bali.
Will you just sit and talk to Daddy and I'll have a little dance?
Now you better squeak and I just sit in your royal chair. Now you better king.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly better to bedtime, so the better tell the queen it's bedtime.
Okay, I'll tell her when she comes back. You're in a big stretch. Are you going to tell Mummy about Harry Potter? Thomas, come on.
Queen, it's night time now. Oh, there it's chilly.
Pieces on them. Put this piece on the tree. Which one do you like best on the tree? Decorations.
I love the bell.
The bell best. Don't take it off now, it's on there.
I want to
bring it more. Which other ones do you like?
I only just like that one. I like the present. No, I feel like it. Can I
wrap
this one?
No, not yet.
Thanks!
No. No, I said no, Thomas.
I go to them. Oh, I can't open it.
Beautiful, the lights are.
Queen.
Yes.
It's bedtime. So I go to bed. There's your crown.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. I'm the queen of the castle. Oh, what do you think to that? It's actually quite heavy. When you see our queen, our real queen, wearing her crown on state occasions, it does actually look like it might be very, very heavy. And this is quite heavy. Would you like to try it on?
Oh, yes.
Just stand ever so still, because if you move and it falls on your head, it'll go and bang on the floor. There. Would you like to carry that round with you? You look wonderful. Actually, just walk to the door and just shout, Daddy.
Daddy!
Look.
Look! Look up, find the queens.
Don't you think that's a fantastic crown?
I'm wondering whether those lights, the bulbs, the connect thing for those lights didn't end up with the Christmas things. Runs in my mind, we found it. After everything had been put away.
Right, I don't
know. Queen, I need to go to bed.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd imagine you're quite tired. You've had a busy day, haven't you?
Yeah.
What, we're cooking sausages and serving gravy and... what else have you been doing today?
Cooking meals.
Cooking meals? Mm. Probably washing up as well, because that's the sort of thing that cooks have to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, there's the Green King. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
We three kings of Orient are. I used to know some different words to that song. One in a taxi, one in a car, one on a scooter, blowing his hooter, smoking a big cigar. That's not the proper words, don't sing that in church. What about your song, do you want to know a combination? Sing that to me because I think it's fantastic and I'd like to learn it.
No, because I'm the cook.
Well, the cooks sing while they work. No, actually that's quite good if you're being cheaper. Because if you can cook as well. Is that you whistling? Right, sing a song. No accommodation. Or just tell me the words.
No accommodation. No blues.
No, sing it properly.
All our rooms are taken. So go away. Everyone is busy. We're all booked up. Birthday town and misses. You're out of luck. People are in the factory. People are at my daughter's.
No, sorry, I can't hear you. Will you come up, please? Sing it properly. If you like, come on. If you like, under there, I can't hear a word.
People busy.
Right, come and sit on my knee and sing it properly because I really
I think that's what the words are.
Well, it's, come and sit on me and we'll start again. Go on, because it really is a nice song.
I forgot all the words.
Right. No accommodation, no place to stay. All our rooms are taken, so go away. Everywhere is busy, we're all booked up. Better tell the missus you're out of luck. Right, tell me some more.
I forgot to lock.
No accommodation, no place to stay. Gosh, that sounded a bit... What? You just interrupt that without turning it off. It would sound like there's a great big crack. No accommodation, no place to stay. All the rooms are taken. So go away. No, don't lie under there, Tom. Come on, talk to us.
That's my bed.
Is it? Musical lights now. What do you think of them?
That which button do you need to press?
That red button. I might put these ones up instead.
In here?
Mm.
Yes.
I'll just turn this music
off. Turn it off while we put them up. Thomas, I don't know, Daddy heard this story as well, but...
put them up. If they're not fine.
No, Daddy, can I take in my desk reader?
Be careful, Thomas, because it's electricity. Be careful. Is it plugged in, Daddy?
Yeah.
Thomas, did you see those lights that Uncle Brian had up the other night in the front window? Did you see them, Daddy?
No.
It was almost like a mesh, a net, that you just put the whole net in front of the window and there were lights all over it and it looked really nice. And the next day he took it down, he said it wasn't working, and he'd taken it back and they hadn't got any new ones in, so they had to get the money back. And when we walked past Kira Bart's house, she's got them off as well, hasn't she, in the window?
We've
put the music on in a little while.
Yes, we've got to get the tree decorated first.
Just hear, Dad, can I just hear it for a couple, just open my window.
Once more.
Just
cut the lights. Right, that's it now. Press the top button, you can make the lights do different things.
When I'm looking for Christmas mats, the Christmas lunch, will you all please remember they're in this drawer? Along with some chocolates.
That's enough now. But Daddy needs to sort these lights out first.
Queen.
Daddy sounds a little bit stressed now, Thomas. I thought Daddy was a little bit stressed. Do you know what stress means, Thomas?
No.
You don't like Daddy
shouts,
do you?
No. Mom.
Yes.
I'm going to be the king and you're going to be the queen.
Am I still the queen?
Yeah. And I'm the king.
Oh, so you're the king, so you need the throne, are you?
That's it.
The queen has to get out of the throne and the king wants to sit down.
Daddy, you're the cook.
Johnny cool today, isn't it? Oh, and then he sat on the throne, and look who's sitting on the throne. It's the king of the castle.
Could you let me tell the cook, Queen? I'm hungry.
Cook, the king's hungry. What have you got for food, Daddy? Cook.
It smells delicious.
It smells delicious, according to the king. What is it, cook?
Christmas tree lights.
Oh, he's cooking the Christmas tree lights. He's got all confused. He couldn't remember whether he was putting the lights up or cooking, so he ended up cooking the lights. Oh, dear, dear.
Well, when I finish these Christmas tree lights, I'm going to start thinking about making the tea.
Pretending.
You're pretending, Daddy.
Well, I'll be cook then.
Can the king wait then, till then?
No, Mum, you better get that tinsel, that tinsel anyway. Where's that box? That big box.
Oh, the big box? I don't know. What did you do with it? Oh, it's there, look, in the corner. Over there. By the lights.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just have a quick sit in the throne. Okay, while you're busy.
I'm just getting the queen.
Yes.
You better do this. You know the tea snacker. You better put all the tea in the lunch box when I sit down. You better do that on your own because the king's hungry. Yeah. Just please throw it down now. When you do that job for me.
I'm putting all this in here, am I?
Yeah.
This is the lunch. Oh, you look very nice. It's a pity this isn't on video, Thomas. But we'll see you wearing a beautiful crown. Oh, look what's on the crown. What? It's a fireman's badge. Did you know that?
I know.
Right, there we are, the lunch box is loaded up.
No,
there we are. I think you like this lunch. The cook spent a lot of time doing this. It's roast turkey, roast potatoes, carrots to make you see in the dark.
He likes carrots.
Great, there he does. In fact, it's Christmas dinner. There's cranberry sauce, there's stuffing, parsnips, Brussels sprouts. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
bread soon. Christmas pudding in them soon. I think a nice glass of champagne. Could you like that?
Yes, please.
Right, that sounds fit for a king, doesn't it? Oh, look, these are nice lights because look, they go all the way around. That's lovely, isn't it?
Shall I make some music for you?
No, I don't think so. Not at the moment while they're plugging up. You can't turn them on yet.
What's your favourite song?
No, well, you sing it to me then, but you can't stop turning it on while Daddy's doing all rest. Can you reach, Daddy?
It's this.
Oh, Thomas, turn it off, please. You see the things hanging on the window, Thomas?
Yeah.
Daddy bought those last year at the gift shop, you know, on School Lane, where we bought one or two of the other things.
Yeah.
Where the reindeers came from.
Yeah.
Shall I see if this Father Christmas will sit on this window? I don't know whether he will, actually. Oh, dear, they won't. Oh, you see there, look at that. What does that look like?
Green!
Yes, what does that look like, Ken?
Looks beautiful.
Does it? Good.
Green!
Yes?
Is it nearly lunchtime?
What do you mean, is it nearly lunchtime?
Tea time!
Tea? Oh. You've just had a Christmas lunch and a glass of champagne, and you want to know it's tea time. Mm. Well, guess what's for tea? Leftover turkey. Cold Brussels sprouts, cold sausages, cold carrots, cold Christmas pudding and cold custard. And there's no champagne left because I've drunk it all. And that's what's for tea on Christmas Day.
Yes,
that's very good. Smash it.
It's very Christmassy in here.
Now can I put the music on?
Well, just a moment, just let them sit there.
Okay. Say when.
When?
You've got to turn this on at the wall as well. I turned it off, I'm afraid.
Don't you turn it back on?
What's this song?
Jingle.
Well, sing it then.
No, we're not.
Dashing through the snow.
Cool. You
had
to sing.
Oh, right, that's it. I need to turn the music up now because I've got a bit of a headache. I'll have it timed it back.
Well, that's probably nice singing. That's very good.
Just pretend it was a long day.
Just pretend it was a long day? It's been a long day. Why am I pretending it's a long day? Oh, because you're tired. The king's sitting on his throne, yawning his head off. Is it time for bed, King?
Well, first I want my tea!
Can I give the King a little kiss on the cheek? Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Happy Christmas, King. Thanks. Actually, this isn't Christmas for quite a while, this, is it? Very nice, Daddy. You're happy with that, King? Are you happy with that, Daddy? Can you see what's growing outside?
What?
Some of the pampas grasses.
Yeah.
It's sticking right in there.
Can I have my lunch tea now?
It's tea? Oh yes, I'm just preparing the cold food. And can you see the grass? Jack Frost came, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it's still white out there today. It's been a very cold day.
Queen.
Yeah.
Queen, please have my tea. I need to have butter on a tray.
I will. Right, here we go. A tray full of cold turkey, cold carrots.
No, better be warm.
No,
because it's been in the cooker there.
Oh, well, there we are, the reheated turkey. Turkey sandwiches with cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, pickle and cheese. And instead of cold Christmas pudding and custard, I was only joking, there's a nice slab of Christmas cake. With all the paste and icing. Followed by a cup of coffee and a nice after dinner end.
Mum, I need a spoon.
Oh, there's a spoon.
Yep.
How's that?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
What's the matter with the king? What's the matter, king? You've eaten too much, have you? Do it bang on that, Thomas, please. Thomas. Come on, king, what's the matter? Are you going to tell me?
I drank in too many bottles of whiskey.
Oh, dear! You've drunk in too many bottles of whiskey? I think you mean you've drunk too many. Oh, dear. Are you a drunk, king? Who do you know that drinks bottles of whiskey?
Leonard.
Leonard, does he? I don't think he does really, Thomas. He might have the
alcohol. I'm Leonard.
Oh, I did hear that, Daddy. The king's drunk too many bottles of whiskey. I don't think he'll be looking after the country tonight. Oh, he's gone to sleep in his chair. His cold lunch or cold Christmas tea is on his lap. On the train, he's just lying in the chair. Look at him, with his little red socks and his little green trousers. He doesn't really look like a king to me. He looks like Thomas. I think he's just Thomas, actually. Oh, he's woken up.
I've heard you.
Yes.
So now it's Thomas.
You're King Thomas, aren't you?
Not. I am Leonard.
You're Leonard, are you? King Leonard. King Leonard the Third.
Yep.
Oh, don't bang that down the break.
I was looking to clear it.
You want the cook to clear it up?
Yep. I'm just gonna have a snooze clean.
Do you know what I can see through there?
What?
I just put the Christmas tree up in the room. It looks very nice. It's quite beautiful. Are you really tired?
I'm pretending.
Oh, you're pretending? I thought you looked like you were really tired. Open your eyes. I wonder where Purdy is. She'll be in for a surprise when she comes down here, won't she? The royal cat. She'll think she's come to the wrong place when she walks in here.
Madam?
She'll think she's come to the wrong place when she walks in here. Won't she? She'll sit on the window ledge and she'll look up and she'll see all flashing lights. She'll think she's somewhere else. Oh! Oh, look, it's the cook again. What do you think she's doing now? Do you think she's preparing a little light supper before you go to sleep, Kate?
I don't know why I'm putting in a royal bed house, little snooze.
Shut up.
I just got to brush my teeth.
Right. Well, it sounds like the king's got an electric toothbrush. Has he?
Yes, I can.
Night-night, king.
I'm going to be bossy tomorrow.
Oh, heck. You're going to rule the world, are you?
Yep.
Rule the book of the world like a bossy king.
Good time this morning. Hello!
Hello. You sound like a grumpy innkeeper now. What do you have to say, Thomas, for that?
Don't know. I want my tea!
You want your tea, do you?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear, I preferred the king on Christmas Day. At least he was polite. Well, I'm afraid because you spoke to the cook in a manner that she's not used to, she got upset and she's walked off. She's just gone home.
I'm going to make the tea on your own.
I'm going to tell you how to make the tea on your own. That's what happens if you're new to people. Yes. Let's
lesson to be learnt there. You've been polite. No, don't break anything. If you'd been nice and polite to the cook, she might have stayed and cooked some supper for you. I can still hear Christmas carols playing. I don't know why.
I don't want my tea. I'll put my tea
on
that silly queen.
You don't throw your tea in the queen.
I am. And I'm going to put my bathroom on my head.
What do you mean you're going to put your bathroom on your head?
This is my big crown.
Oh, is it the end of the Christmas tree box? Crown there?
Right. Where's Queen?
Queen's here.
Queen, yeah. I see you. Oh,
just then you fell through the door then.
Queen.
Yes.
I want my tea.
Did you not learn your mistake with the cook? You can speak to the Queen like that. The Queen will walk out as well, then you'd be on your own.
No, but it's a nurse said please.
Oh, I'm not going to pretend you say please. You say please anyway.
Mum, you got all the tea through the door. Hello.
Hello, is that the grumpy king?
I'm a nice king.
Oh. Are you really?
I'm eating on my tea.
Yes. There you are.
Thank you. Mummy.
Yes.
Oh, Queen. I'm going to say something. Just do.
No, don't do that, Thomas. Don't damage the box. We need the box again. No. No.
I'm trying. I need someone new, sir.
No,
no. No, sir. They're like...
No.
They're like... Do this.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Sally King.
Who is this King?